Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort from my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out all my podcasts. Subscribe to the feed or just subscribe on iTunes. I don't really care how the hell you do it, but I've got so many great podcasts for you to listen to and two coming out every single week for you so you can have the sex life and the relationship that you've always wanted. Because I know, you know, everyone wants to have it better, a little bit better. Who's like in the perfect relationship? If you're in the perfect relationship, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Because I'd like to know about it. Does one really exist? Anderson, are you in the perfect relationship?
Oh, you. It's funny. It sounded like you said pervert relationship.
Oh, if you're a pervert, I already know.
I'm like, who's in the pervert relationship? I'm like, we're doing a show on pervert relationships? I want to hear this one.
Exactly. But is your relationship perfect?
Absolutely. Of course. She listens.
She listens. She doesn't listen to my show.
No, she doesn't.
Well, I'll send it to her. Only if you say really nice
things. It's totally perfect. Perfect relationship.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, kid. How are you? How you doing? You hanging in there, kid?
Yeah, I'm good. I've been sick. I went to the doctor again today and
did he look up your wazoo? Did he look up your hoo-ha?
No, I wish.
No?
Yeah, you know what? Would have been the most action I've gotten.
This might sound bad for the type of podcast you do, but and I never say this to anyone, but it kind of seems like you need to get some.
Some laid? Do I seem uptight?
You seem like you might need to get a little action.
You know, it's been a slow few months because I've been working a lot and traveling a lot. I was in New York for 2 weeks, and then now I have to go back to Michigan tomorrow for a family emergency, and
I've been sick.
But I went to the doctor today, and he's taking care of it, so it's going to be all better. A little Z-Pack.
Maybe your next endeavor should be, for this program, should be some kind of sex study where you're just going out and getting banged and reporting on it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, and you'd be nice and relaxed.
I'm relaxed. I just wanted to get started because I'm so excited about my guest tonight.
Anne She's pretty Hodder. Cool.
She's awesome. Can you just tell?
I just stepped on her name. What's her name?
You didn't even know. Anne Hodder. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hey.
Did you say Hodder or Hodder?
Hodder.
Hodder.
Maybe,
Hodder?
Maybe in
Hodder.
Elementary school when there was a substitute teacher.
Hodder. Hotter.
Hotter.
She's hotter. She's hot, too.
Yeah.
Anne Hodder. I love Anne. Anne is here tonight, and we met through the sex industry, but not in that way. But
yeah,
no, through sex. Where did we first meet? Sex toy shows.
No, I thought it was some orgy. Like, you were on top. I was on the side.
I wish.
I was upside down.
How come you don't invite me to those parties?
I didn't know you were into that.
I'm totally into everything.
Cool. Well,
once or twice.
I'll email you.
Please email me. So we're going to get to Anne in a minute, but she knows everything. She happens to be a sex toy expert, but she writes about them. She has a PR firm. She works a lot of companies, and she knows like the ins and outs. So if you always hear me talk about toys in the show, do this, do that. But like we're going to get into the nitty gritty, but not just toys, some things that are trending in sex that you might not have ever heard about in your entire life. And we are going to tell you about that and just a lot of other fun stuff because Anne's super fun and Anne Hodder is hot. So, Anderson, so I told you about, so I went on a shopping spree yesterday.
What'd you buy?
Well, I felt bad, but now, okay, so there was this, okay, so I needed shoes because I was going to this black tie event the other night.
How many shoes do you have?
I went with Drew and his wife to this event the other night. They invited me to this.
Oh, that shoe event where they give away shoes?
No,
or something?
I wish they were giving away shoes, but I needed shoes. And then I went to my favorite store and they were having like 80% off. But I bought 4 pairs of shoes, which I don't normally do, but I came home, I felt like Imelda Marcos. But do you know why I feel good about it, that I felt like I could justify it?
Because you're making tons of money somewhere, or are you saving tons of money somewhere?
I am saving. No, I want to tell you, because I talked about this last week, but like I'm obsessed with Ting, because Ting is a mobile service plan that can actually help you save money on your phone bill, because we are all paying way too much on our cell phone plans. And there's all these, like when I went to New York, you know, when I travel, my data goes up, right? And they don't tell you. And then they charge me. And some weeks I use a lot. And some weeks I use less. But you with Ting, they actually adjust it to how you use it. So they're not charging you. It's really, really inexpensive. And if you go to emily.ting.com, you can save $25 off your service or off of your device purchase, or get $25 in Ting service credit to use towards your monthly bill. But here's the thing. Even if you're like, yeah, whatever, I like my phone, I'm happy, it's too much to deal with, you friggin' have to check out their savings calculator, because this is what got me hooked. Because I realized you go into Ting, emily.ting.com, you click on their savings calculator, and you put in your current cell phone plan that you're with, your password, and they log into the website. And then they look at your bill, and it's like, do-do-do-do-do. And then it tells you how much you're going to save. And I'm saving $80 a month. So I felt that I could justify buying 4 pairs of shoes.
Was it $80 worth of shoes? Are you a typical lady here?
No,
and it's like $160 bucks.
It was
worth
a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So it
every
was
dollar
a lot
you
more
save, you spend too. But yeah, the Ting thing is fantastic, and I really wanted to make it because I want more and more. I want them to stick around because I want to put the screws to the big
exactly.
companies.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because it's a monopoly. It really is. They keep going up. They lock you in.
This reminds me of like when DirecTV came around and the cable companies started getting all scared.
Exactly.
So let's make Ting worthwhile, and it's kind of like getting a raise, like. If you go in and you get a raise, you're bummed that you didn't do it 6 months before. So
exactly.
Don't wait 6 months, because every month you're losing money.
Right.
So
and
just
you might save more than me, and the more you use, the better rates you get. So if your usage varies from month to month, there's no problem. They bill you according to what you use. So if you use more 1 month and not the next month. So again, just check it out. Like emily.ting.com, and it's just kind of like a game. Like just go check it out and then you'll see how much you can save. And maybe not today. You'll be like, oh, you'll think about it. And then you'll be obsessed. And then you'll go back and you'll have your friends do it. And you'll all be really happy. So emily.ting.com, save $25 on your device purchase. Or it's awesome. You get $25 in Ting service credit to use towards your monthly bill. And you can just buy like a Sprint phone somewhere cheap. You can buy it on eBay. Even if you just want an extra phone, it's like nothing. This plan is so cheap. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to buy shoes. I don't care what you buy.
Well, with the money that you save, you buy
my
sex toys.
My shoes are so
you buy
hot.
Sex toys.
I don't need to buy sex toys.
No, that's what we're talking about tonight.
Oh, for everyone else.
For fuck's sake.
Oh my God. Thank you. Sorry, I missed that. So
when you put them inside of you.
Anne is going to talk about the latest and greatest toys out there. You guys all hear me talk about certain things, but we just actually had dinner before, and like she knows stuff that I don't even like, way ahead of me, stuff I don't even know about. So it's going to blow your mind, and it's going to be awesome. So we're going to get into that in a second. And I also wanted to tell you about, well, let's just get into Anne for a second. Well, I was going to do some sex in the news.
Let's get into Anne.
Let's get into Anne. I want to get into Anne. We'll
that sounds
that
like
later.
A segment.
Should I stretch?
There should be a segment called Let's Get Into Anne.
Yeah. Okay, tell me how you got into this, because people always ask me, how'd you get into the sex industry? Like today, like so awkwardly, I'm seeing my new doctor who's like super conservative. And, what do people tell you? How did you get into this?
It's the least exciting story ever. And I really wish there was something like, oh, you know, I was getting banged one day and, you know, someone was like, hey, I need someone who's good at banging, who also is good at writing. And can you do both? It's really not.
It's hard to find someone who can bang and write.
It is. Well, like, boom, bingo. Here I am. I moved to LA, was a fashion editor at a defunct online magazine that was embarrassing to even spend my time at. And answered an ad at an adult industry business magazine that needed a copy editor. And I am a huge nerd who loves AP style. So I was like, boom, that's me. And I studied sexuality in school for fun because they didn't have like a minor for that.
Right.
And long story short, got there. They didn't have a sex toy department. I didn't understand why. It's kind of like having Nordstrom without a shoe department, you know? So I just started doing it and became the sex toy girl. And fast forward, left the magazine, started a PR firm, and now I just accidentally am an expert in something super random. But yeah. Awesome.
But awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, do you have a garage full of sex toys like I do? Or do you told me that you kind of weed them out and get rid
of them. Well, I recently moved to a loft apartment, which meant I had to downsize considerably. The amount of space under my bed has decreased by 37%-ish. So I did toss a bunch of shit that I just I used once and thought was, you know, gross and never wanted to touch again. But I have at least four, maybe five really nice storage cases.
Are they sex toy storage cases?
Yes, specifically. The best brand that I like, it's this lady up on the West Coast named Vera, who's just so beautiful. For Your Nymphomation.
Okay.
They're lockable
Nymphomation?
Storage.
Nymphomation. I love it.
They literally lock. So if you have kids or crazy roommates, you just lock them closed. And you can get, they actually make them for doms, like pro doms who need to be able to carry all of their gear
like
around.
Makeup artists who carry other makeup and carry other sex toys.
It's all made of leather, though. And it has little Velcro customizable pouches on the inside.
So
and,
for the
and
chargers.
Actual, and for lube samples and batteries. And they even have one that's just for crops. So it's tall enough for different crops and floggers. And they're just super great.
I don't know why I don't have one of these.
I'm really surprised you don't.
I'm surprised I don't, too, because I've been obsessing about how to organize them because I...
Oh, God. There's nothing sexier besides like having sex than having a crazy organized sex toy chest. I get so turned on when I see... all of my stuff in little pouches, not dirty or dusty, ready, just waiting for me to just like pull out and use.
Oh my God. Can you hook me up with her after? I'll give her mad props on the show.
For
okay,
sure.
So what's your go-to toy now? What's your favorite toy lately that you've tried?
I love the Mimi by Juju. I'm pretty sure you've talked about it before. Total coincidence that, I guess it's not a coincidence because it really is just like the greatest toy. Am I allowed to swear?
I can't believe that you think that too. Like, okay, because I discovered it. They sent me all these toys, and you guys have all heard me talk about the Mimi, but I can't believe that you think that too.
It's one of those things where...
Why? Can you explain it in detail? Because I feel like everyone's heard my voice, and you have a different voice.
Sure. I mean, the basis of it, for the most part, every woman is looking for some kind of alternate version of the Hitachi magic wand that has the same amount of power but isn't this huge fucking log that they have to store somewhere.
And that's sexy.
It's not sexy. And you want something that's portable, blah, blah, blah. The Mimi has a comparable motor in this little tiny smooth pebble shape. So it matches the power of the Hitachi, but it looks like this adorable little minimalist sculpture that you just leave on your table. It's just so cute, and it has these really nice feminine colors that aren't like your typical sex toy, like bright pink and, you know, lavender purple, because fuck that, honestly.
Right.
I mean, whatever.
They've been black, and they've been light pink, but the new one,
really
the soft
rose,
one.
Oh, that's the thing. So they came out with a lilac color, which I think is just so adorable, and a nice soft rose. And that hooked me before I even knew about the soft tip.
Okay.
And so I go to use it, and I'm just like, wait a minute, what's going on? Mine's different because the tip was suddenly squishy.
Right.
But then I call the woman who you know, helps make them, and she's like, no, that's on purpose. And so basically, they have two versions still.
Right.
So like, if you want something that's like a jackhammer, buy the first one.
Right.
And just like ram it onto your clit, you know, you're good.
Right.
But this new one has this like squishy, almost like Tempur-Pedic mattress tip. And it's just, you can like smush it into yourself without rattling your bones.
Exactly.
And it feels like this kind of glidey, tonguey massage.
It kind of looks like a tongue.
But it really does.
Like a pebble, it's like a stone.
It's
like
a little pebble. Like a, I think that's how they like to talk about it, actually.
Right. And it comes with a blindfold now, too.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it comes with like a black, like sexy little blindfold.
That's so cute.
I know.
What's cool about this is it has this, it's like a pebble, but it has a tapered tip. So it's almost like an egg, a flat egg. I don't know. And it's shaped so that you could actually use it on your guy.
Right.
I mean, if you have a guy that likes ball play, there's a really soft, low rumble you can set it on. So it's not like a jackhammer.
Right.
And you can just sort of like cup his balls with it in your hand because it's smooth and round. I mean, all kinds of shit you can do.
Right, exactly. And the thing I love about it, too, is I loved using it during when I'm having sex because I can cup it because it has that rubbery silicone. Like, it sticks in my hand, and I can just, it's like so not obtrusive. Like,
not
a big thing. And like, it just, I'm holding it over there, and it works every time. But let's go. You brought up a good point there about men and their balls liking vibration. I believe that a lot of men just think sex toys are for women. I mean, of course, we can get into some penis rings in a bit, but a lot of men, I've never found a man who wasn't like, ouch. Like, they're all like, wow. Like, they don't know, they don't think to feel vibration on their balls, a lot of men.
Yeah, it doesn't occur to them. No. And also, the ones who have tried, from what I've heard, it's not like, you know, a million men have told me this, but a good amount.
The last million I slept with told me, because I use them, but that is just like a million. Yeah.
Oh, you've got at least 500,000 on me. They use like a bullet or a typical vibrator or like the Hitachi, and they just obliterate themselves, and they just are like, ugh, why would I ever want vibration on my balls? And it's like, well, no wonder you hate that.
Right.
Because you just abused your testicles.
Exactly.
They have it just depends on the toy you use, and you just have to put it on a super low rumble.
Right, exactly.
And it's just like a little extra something.
It just feels good.
You're not going to come just by vibrating on your balls. But like, if you get blown while she's cupping your balls, holding something that vibrates, like, you're going to come harder.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little like, I always talk about, like, how do I spice it up? How do I change my sex life? You know what you do? You pull out your vibrator and you put it on the balls, and you'll be really happy.
And don't tell him.
Don't tell him. I know, exactly.
He'll
That's
either
a
be
great
super
tip.
Pissed or super pumped.
Exactly, but I've never, Anderson?
Yeah.
Have you had any vibration on your balls?
No, I'm good. I'm all right.
This is how Anderson talks
I
to you
I hear
about
a
sex.
Lot of dudes who are just like, no.
But they always say
that's
that.
Cool,
but then when they try it, yeah, that's true. It's not for everyone. But I'm just saying, you might want to try it. I say try everything once.
Agreed. I have to say about the ball thing. I was with the first and only man I've ever met who cowers at the idea of having anything happen to his balls. And I think I might have told you this story once before.
Okay,
I can't even remember. I actually, like most women should, went to go slurp in one of his balls while I was slurp specifically is the verb while I was blowing him, and he almost kicked me in the face because it hurt him,
right?
And it wasn't like I sucked on it, I just kind of went like bloop in my mouth, and he flipped out.
He didn't want any ball play.
He couldn't do it. I guess to him it was so sensitive it pained him, and I almost lost an eye.
Wow. Oh my god. Well, it is true that men, I've said this before, but I feel like I had post-traumatic ball disorder because I had a bad experience early on that with some guy. I touched his balls. Maybe I touched him too hard. Maybe he was just super sensitive. I always blame myself. Maybe it was his fault. But I didn't touch balls for years. I just thought men don't want balls touched. And then I was like, oh yeah, like I forgot about him. And then I was like, oh god, I gotta start touching the balls again. So
it's
just
hard.
Like women, some women don't like their nipples touched. So you gotta figure it out.
Trial
and
error.
Trial and error. It's all trial and error. Okay, so what else is some of your go-to favorite? How about anything new this year that you got that was like, wow, really cool? What?
There's this company from Norway, and I just love saying that because no companies are from Norway.
Right? No, that's true.
It's this female duo, like power team. It's called Laid, LAID, which is also adorable. They, I met them at the beginning of the year at one of the sex toy trade shows. They actually won an O award, one of the AVN awards for one of their designs. It's basically they've taken like high tech, because high tech is super trendy right now, and then just like flipped it upside down. So it's high tech in the sense that it doesn't have crazy motors, and some of them don't have motors at all, but it's high tech in how they're designed.
How is it designed?
Well, she's an industrial designer who uses her industrial design techniques and software to create these really unique shapes that specifically serve a purpose. So instead of being like going to a factory and seeing what shapes you can choose from, and what colors, and like, okay, I want that. She thinks to herself, I want a toy that I can hold in my hand, flip upside down, and use a million different ways and never get tired, and I want one of the edges to be flat. So there's your purpose. And I want it to be a clit vibrator that's going to make me scream and wake the neighbors. So there's the purpose. From there, she goes and just makes a shape that accommodates that purpose. So it's literally custom done from a woman who'd want something that she would use herself. And she started, she actually got the idea because her vibrator broke one day, and then she happened to read an article that talked about a very famous architect at the time, a European guy who decided to make a vibrator. It's called like the bone, I think. And it was a dude, and he assumed it would be a superior vibrator, and I don't think it was.
Right.
But she was just like, I should be fucking doing this.
Right.
And so she does. And there are a couple of things that are relatively new, but it's called the C1. And
this is from Laid.
This is from Laid.
Where do they sell? How can people? Oh, first I want to tell you the Mimi we were talking about. You can go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes and you'll get 15% off your order.
of anything that you buy there. So Sweet. It's sexwithemily.com/goodvibes for most of the things we're going to talk about tonight. If not, but I don't know about this lady yet.
I think so. I mean, if they don't have it now, they will soon.
Right, I'm
because
sure.
Good Vibes is amazing. They support companies like this that are really innovating in the industry.
Right.
Especially female owned and operated.
Of course.
The C1 is a clitoral vibrator that when you look at it, like I thought it was a cock ring.
Okay.
Because it's a ring, but it's like sort of an oblong ring that has a motor on one end. So I just kind of figured it was some weird cock ring with some special reason.
Okay.
And it's not. The ring you actually hold with, like you're holding a coffee mug.
Oh, okay.
And it lets you, it surprisingly gives you so much dexterity and control over like what you're doing. And one edge of the motor has some groovy things on it. One is smooth. One is sort of like slanted. And you kind of just like swirling your hand around like a baton. You customize whatever you want to have happen on your clit. And if you like it one way, you just leave it there and you just hold it there. And you just don't get tired.
And you have one? They send it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hook me up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it. Okay.
Can I tell you one other thing that they have, though, that actually I like better than the C1?
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is TMI, but I'm all about TMI.
Dude, it's my
I know,
show.
Stupid
yeah,
question.
Okay.
and I really like, I'm a clit girl, so I need something on my clit whenever I want to have an orgasm.
Right.
Boom. But I have a better orgasm when something is shoved up inside of me. Preferably a dick, but when a dick's not around,
right.
Like there are other things.
Wait, you're a clit girl, but you prefer to wait. So you have to have a clitoral orgasm first?
No, I have to have something happening to my clit in order to have any kind of orgasm.
Got it. Right.
I don't
okay.
have vaginal at all.
Right.
So I got into dildos at a young age, you know, when I was 20 or something.
Right.
And basically these same ladies made a dildo called D1. And instead of having like its typical sort of torpedo insertion shape or something that curves up with a knob for your G-spot, it's hard to explain, but it's actually a slightly angled phallus that has, when you look at it head on, it slants slightly to the left.
Okay.
So it's not perfectly symmetrical.
Okay.
And it almost like, I don't even know how to describe it, but the line curves to the left as it goes up in, you know, and there's this little sort of extension at the end. And basically, instead of having it be an insertable dildo that you like shove into you repeatedly or press up into your G-spot,
okay.
you shove it in to the point where you like it.
Shove or gently push it, right?
Well, whatever. Right. For me, it's shove, whatever.
Right.
And then you press up a bit so you feel it on your G-spot and then you twist side to side.
Oh.
Because it has this sort of like slanted extension that when you wiggle it from side to side, it glides and rubs up against your G-spot without making your partner or your wrist tired.
Okay. What's it made out of?
There are a couple different things.
Okay.
I have the stone one. There's, it's solid stone. It's an indigenous stone to Norway, and I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
But it's beautiful because it looks like onyx with like snowflakes in it.
Okay. That's really cool.
They also have
But if you don't have a G-spot orgasm, then what, you just like the feeling of it?
Oh, yeah. Well, what it does, I mean, it makes my G-spot huge.
Right.
Which makes everything just more sensitive inside.
I guess, so your orgasms are more, your
They're more intense.
Orgasms. Right. I agree. Same.
And basically, if I have something in me, it stretches I'm going to get all like Dr. Ruth, but
no,
like it stretches
fine.
Your vagina.
Right.
The actual vaginal opening. And your vaginal opening is essentially, those inner lips are an extension of your clitoral hood. So the
right.
more stretched and full you are, the more stretched all of your skin
exactly.
is. And the more sensitive you're going to end up being. Like you're kind of like picking up the slack.
Right.
And so that's why I really like something in me all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly, like right now, too.
Right now. God, I wish I had. Did we bring anything in my trunk?
Oh, my God. I have something in my trunk I was going to bring. I brought my stone dildo.
And you're talking about it?
Yeah, I'm so dumb.
I know.
I was so focused on, like,
I know.
Seeing
we had
you.
I know. I know. I got it. But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's a really good point because, again, going back to that most women need extra clitoral stimulation mm-hmm. during intercourse that they just can't get. And I think a lot of guys are still kind of like, well, I didn't do it if she used a vibrator on her clitoris. But it's like we need them both.
Oh, my God. It's a team effort.
It's a team effort.
Oh, yeah.
It's your best friend. So go buy like a really cool clitoral vibrator. What else do you like? Like, what about any of the Lilos?
They're good.
Okay. What else? What other clitoral? What's your other? Because I'm like obsessed with the Mimi. Like, I know there's some other ones. What other clitoral ones like lately do you like?
Well, the Mimi is the thing.
I know. I guess.
Everyone loves Lilo because Lilo is really at the top of its game, of its marketing game for sure. And also making sex toys really just like palatable and accessible to
right.
people who like fancy things.
Right.
It's fancy.
Kind of fancy expensive.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. They have a vibrator called the Gigi. And they say it's a G-spot vibrator. Every time I hear G-spot vibrator, though, I just kind of feel like it doesn't need to be that. It's probably
right.
going to feel better on your clit. because it ends up it's a slightly curved G-spot or right. slightly curved vibrator, and the end is sort of a rounded flat surface, which, yeah, you could stick inside of you and mush right. up against you, and if you like it, cool. But that flat, smooth surface is going to feel amazing if you just glide it up and down
exactly.
on your clit. Like, I don't know who these people are. It's not that they're doing it wrong, but I think that they're completely missing the mark with some of the marketing.
Right.
Which I guess is why someone
That's
even
why
hire
you exist,
me, right?
Exactly, because Anne yeah. talks about them all.
I use G-spots like that, G-spot vibes like that
I
on my clit
all the
time.
I do too sometimes, too. I always do. I'm like, because I always am like, ah, like I was going to put it on my clit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I totally get it. That's I totally get it.
And at the end of the day, like, you don't need something super fancy. What you really need is, if you like something that has ridges and textures and you kind of like it a little rougher, you can buy regular finger vibes, the Foku Uku. I always say it wrong. The Foku Oku 9000 is like the quintessential beginner finger vibe. It's the first one
the one that goes on your finger.
Oh yeah,
and the guy can stick it, or woman, whatever, inside you. What do you?
It's literally like it looks like a thimble.
Okay,
but it vibrates,
right?
And it has these
that
little
was one of my
sleeves.
First ones too, but I don't think it was the Foku whatever.
Yeah,
fuck you,
I mean,
fuck
there's
you.
So many like it. Right, yeah, the fuck you up you.
Right,
it's. It just sits on your finger. And there are others, too. The Screaming O, which is a really cool brand.
Right.
And I know that Good Vibes has that.
Yep.
They have something called the Fingo. And it's a less expensive.
Oh, I love the Fingo. And they are pretty yeah. reasonably priced.
Oh, my God. And you can reuse them because it's basically a super powerful bullet. And their bullets have won awards. They're super
right.
strong.
I love their bullets.
And it's just in this silicone little sleeve that you wear on your finger. And so you basically turn your finger into a sex toy.
Right. And so your partner could use it on you or you
oh
can
my,
use it on you.
That's
it's
the
great.
Best part.
I think so,
yeah.
too. I
Anyone
think,
can wear it.
Right. And what about the Jimmy Jane Hello Touch?
I haven't used that. I love the concept.
Right. I've
really
used it
popular.
Once, but he gave me, I was in his office right when he was launching it, Ethan.
Yeah.
And it was like not even out yet. It was a kind of a prototype, but it's pretty amazing. It the way it goes on your fingers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's kind of like a more advanced finger vibe. It goes on two of your
yeah.
fingers.
Yeah.
And I was with the partner at the time who used it, and it was amazing because you can stick your fingers all in and they vibrate. It's really cool. It's called
yeah.
the Hello Touch.
The
right?
Hello Touch.
That's
it's
right.
super great. Jimmy Jane actually has a lot of really good clit vibes. Again, they're also expensive, but I really love the reasons why they're so expensive.
Right. Well, Ethan's a designer too.
Yep.
He's the founder
yep.
of it. He and I started, we're in San Francisco. We started Sex with Emily. He started Jimmy Jane. I started Sex with Emily the same year in 2006. And we met at a party.
Oh, it's so fun.
Which is so random in San Francisco. He's
yeah.
like, I'm doing sex toys. I'm like, I'm doing this. And he was like my fourth guest on the show ever.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So we're old buddies. And yeah, I love the Form 2 and mm-hmm. the Form 3. So
Everyone
those are some other.
Too.
Yeah. So I don't think I've talked about them in a while. But again, that's sexwithemily.com/goodvibes. Coupon code Emily if you want to get any of these. Okay, so what about couples? How do you feel about all the couple vibrators they talk about now? There's all these like remote controls.
Mm-hmm.
There's the new WeVibe 4.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried the 4 yet. So WeVibe, they always say, is the best couples vibrator. And I'm going to be honest. I have tried the first two. Didn't love because mm-hmm. it moves around. And the 4 is supposed to be better. Like,
mm-hmm.
what do you think?
Well, I haven't used the 4 yet either. The 4, the industry sort of like went upside down when they heard that the 4 was coming out. And it was such a secret and only certain distributors were going to get it. And
right.
no one knew what it looked like and how it was going to be different. And meanwhile, I'm kind of sitting there being like, ho hum.
Right.
Because the WeVibe is so successful because it's such an innovative concept. And it was the first time anyone.
How do you explain it? How would you explain the WeVibe?
It looks
how it works?
Like put your finger in the shape like you're going to make it quack like a duck, like
right.
do a quacking finger puppet. And it essentially looks like that.
Like a C, yeah.
Looks like a C or a U shape. One end, the thumb end, if you're making this sort of duck shape with your hand, goes inside of the woman and hits and sits in her vagina up against the G-spot. The longer end goes up and hits on her clit. So it's sort of like it's like paper clipped into
right,
your vagina.
Exactly.
Then you lube yourself up until you can't stand. That much lube. And then he sticks his dick into your vagina while that other extension's still in you.
Right.
So it's essentially.
Oh, and then he feels the vibration too, which he'll like.
Yeah. It's supposed to trap the WeVibe essentially in place with his dick and with enough lube so that as you guys have intercourse, it stimulates your clit and your G-spot at the same time and him and then makes everyone happy and come at the same time.
Right, exactly.
That's the utopic idea.
Right.
The first two versions, unfortunately, were they missed the mark just because it's essentially a one-size-fits-all vibe
right.
for women who are not one-size-fits-all.
Right. And it slips around.
Oh, and it wiggles and wobbles.
It doesn't stay in place.
No, but it was the worst thing ever. Basically, for me, the guy I was with, his dick was just fucking huge. So, like, let's just be real
right.
uncomfortable. But where my vagina and clit are, there's a lot of space.
Right.
some women, not a lot of space. So essentially the longer part of the Wii Vibe was just sort of like over my clit, and then would just sort of like windshield wipers go from side to side, and I'm just kind of like
stay.
Let's just take it out, get it out. Get it out of
That's
me.
That's how I felt too.
And the silicone they used was like medical grade silicone, but the kind of silicone you'd probably find on your windshield wipers.
Right.
It was sticky and it would catch on
hair. It was sticky, that's right.
Oh, God, that was a few years ago.
Right. So are there any good couple vibes now that you do like?
Well, yeah, I have to say the Wii Vibe 4, I can't say
right,
I
we're
hate
not
it
try-
yet.
Yeah, like I want one. Like I just ask good vibes to send me
love
one because I
want
to try it. Like I want to love it.
They downgraded the size considerably, which I think was really important. They also, it's remote controlled, so you don't have to sort of like reach into you like you're removing a tampon while you're having sex to adjust the speed.
Right.
It's also the kind of silicone that Juju or Jimmy Jane or Lilo uses.
Right.
A very silky, soft, smooth, satiny stuff kind. So I have to say, I mean, there's no way it's not worse. It's got to be better than the first couple of Wii Vibes.
Are there any other couple vibrators out there, though, that you think are cool? I mean, that's really...
Yeah.
Okay, tell
me. Well, Lilo just came out with... I can't remember what it's called.
Wait, it's not the series. It's something. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's on my page, my sexdummy.com/goodvibes page. It's called... I know what you mean. It's pink and has like a white top and it's like...
Yeah, I think that it's black and gold, too, I'm pretty sure. It's essentially... It's funny. Wii Vibe was upset when they came out with it because it's a similar concept.
Right.
It's dual use. It's in your vagina while he has sex with you with a clitoral extension that, you know, is supposed to stimulate you. And it's just sort of like... a fancier, cooler looking... It looks like the Starship Enterprise.
Right.
If I'm going to geek out a little. But and I think it's... I don't know if it's remote controlled. I haven't even seen
it
up close.
I think it is. I think it is. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So that's a new one.
Right.
But for the most part, I think that regular sex toys get a bad rap.
Yeah.
I think that you automatically assume that it's not a couple sex toy because it's phallic or just is something that you hold on to. And so I really like to call most sex toys couples toys.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Rabbit Vibes. Rabbit Style I probably will always consider like personal use because it's kind of like it's you just sit there and let it happen.
Exactly. Unless your partner can use it on you.
Right.
Which, I know a lot of guys get into that.
Yeah. I think, which would take
a
little bit of finesse.
Whoever you're with.
Yeah, whoever you're with. It's really just about like what you're into and if your partner feels like getting in on the game.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So what about penis rings? Cock rings, if you will.
I got to say that there's one other product I just thought of.
Oh, go. Tell me.
There's something, and maybe I'll be on a slight soapbox, but there's such focus on orgasm as the goal with sex toys. And I get it. We all want that. It makes us feel powerful and good, yada, yada. There's an underserved category that a couple products serve, but are, I think, misunderstood. Sort of like the weird kid in school.
Right.
That really focus on arousal and not necessarily the end goal of having an orgasm, but really focus on how good this feels and focusing on your partner focusing on you and maybe breathing a little bit and not being so stressed out about like, am I going to come in an hour or what does my face look like right now? One of them is the Rebel Body.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which it's bizarre. It looks like some sort of futuristic orb.
Right. I have it, but I lost the charger and there was another one. I know. I'm so bummed. I have it, but
it's one of those things where you could have an orgasm with it. Sure. But it has a low rumble that really feels great as a massage device and it really can turn you on with your partner. I haven't personally used it yet, but I've gotten this feedback from all of my girlfriends who are just like, tell your clients to make more things like this.
Oh, good.
And there's one other product that is super bizarre and a little bit futuristic and ahead of its time.
Okay.
But it's called the Afterglow.
Okay.
I think it just came out like a month ago, but I heard about it right before Valentine's Day. And it's a rabbit style vibrator, but it not only does it vibrate, it has these LED plates, light emitting diodes, like we'll get all Star Trek again.
Okay.
That emit a very particular light wave while it vibrates. And this light wave
makes you beamed up to the universe.
No, seriously. I call this thing a phaser set on stun.
Okay.
It actually pulses a very specific light energy at a certain wavelength that...
When it's inside you.
Well, it's... Yeah. Okay. Or it can be on your clit, too. It's a rabbit vibe. And it basically makes your body... It triggers your body to create a certain sex chemical that dilates your blood vessels and makes you swollen and engorged.
Wow.
And it's weird because I didn't know about it before I tried it. I was just sort of, like, excited to have a new toy to try.
Right.
And
who isn't?
Right. And I didn't understand why I was so, like, hot and swollen down there. And my boyfriend was like, this is rad. Who fucking cares why?
Right. It felt good.
Yeah. And almost more so than the mediocre orgasm I had with it. Because since then I've had better ones. It's sort of taken patience and trial and error.
Okay. But
But what are the LED lights? What's the purpose of those? Is to engorge you so that you will be able to have more orgasms?
Yeah, either prepare for women who've never had an orgasm ever.
Wow, okay.
Or to make your orgasms more intense by having more blood flowing to the sensitive area.
Which is what it's all about.
Or even if you don't have an orgasm at all, it almost like prepares the vagina to intake the penis in a way that it'll almost like hug it. Like, it's like a tight sleeve.
A little hug of the penis. And who doesn't want that?
It's funny. It's something that was so unexpectedly fun for us when we tried it that I just am telling everyone else. Because
okay,
it's sort
afterglow?
Of like... The afterglow. Okay. Yeah, I think it's afterglowscience.com.
Okay.
It seriously is a techie toy.
That's cool, though.
And
I mean,
it's very cool. It's techie for real, not the kind of techie that most of these companies say that
right,
they are.
Right, like it's a whole new science. Right,
like a doctor
it's a whole
made it. It right. wasn't. It has nothing to do
like
with the adult
ones
industry.
That exactly. That's really cool. Okay, yeah. I love that. And then the penis ring. Yeah. So there's so many of them out there. And I feel like... You know, you could buy like the Screaming O's, which are like disposable. They also make nicer ones. But then there's like, you know, Jeju also makes it. What's it called?
The Mio.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. But we've talked about this, but there's some interesting tricks that people don't realize. Like it's men love it.
Yeah.
Because, well, it can help them stay harder longer.
Yeah.
Their penis looks huge.
Yes.
Can look a lot bigger.
Easy. Yeah.
And it has a vibration on it. So when you're having sex with a woman, it hits her clitoris in just the right way. And so I've tried a lot of different ones. Jimmy Jane has one. Which ones are your favorite?
Well, I always like, I mean, I tell friends always go for the Screaming O, mostly because they have the widest variety and
they have so many.
Low commitment. So you just buy something for $7 to $15.
Yeah, it's really cheap. Yeah.
And reasonable. You don't have to dispose of them. They do have replaceable batteries if you're into it. And
it's a good starter. It's
the gateway ring.
It's
That's
a gateway
what I call
ring,
it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just like a pocket rocket or something.
Because they have some that just have. There's one disposable. If you want to get rid of the evidence,
I always give those to friends. Like,
and they're super
like
fun.
It's like house party gifts.
And they're super stretchy, so they're actually not really a cock ring. So if you're kind of freaked out to have your dick really scrunched, just buy a regular Screaming O ring. It literally is just like a ring that keeps the vibrator in place. But if you really want to like upgrade. Any of the other cock rings are cool. They have vibrators on the top. They have some that are on the bottom for your balls. They have some that actually have
the
like
balls
testicle
feel
holsters.
Good when you tuck them up through the mm-hmm. ring. A lot of guys might not have experienced that either.
Yeah. Some of them have rings that are for the dick and then the shaft, excuse me, and then for the balls. So it actually like has this sort of double
dual
hold.
Ring. Yeah.
And there's just like a ton. So you just have to go on to Good Vibes and check out what's
there. Yeah, just check it. They have so many things. And yeah, you just try mm-hmm. and see what you like. Because it really is, not only is that like, you know, nothing is one size fits all. I mean, in right. life, if you think about it, like I could tell you that I love this way. You might buy and be like, Emily, it wasn't my thing. You know, it's fine. You just got to experiment.
You just have to, I have to see how you like
try
it.
Try some different things.
Well, some of the most popular, which is kind of interesting, a little bit of a trend, is some of the non-vibrating cock rings are some of the Screaming O's best sellers. And for a little while, we were wondering like, well,
oh, those
wonder
little
why.
Red ones?
Okay. It's called the Ringo.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It's just like a super stretchy like headband, hairband, whatever.
Okay.
And basically, we found that men were purchasing them to wear them under their clothes. Because it gives them a perma bulge.
So are they hard or just makes them bulge
no,
up?
No. I mean, you could get hard if you right. get turned on, but it just makes your whole
area.
Because
it positions your penis.
Yeah, it puts your dick and your balls perfectly on top of each other and it kind of pulls them away from your body a little and then they kind of engorge a tad so they're just like fatter. So you put jeans on, super bulge, or if you're like a go-go boy and you're dancing around
right.
and you want to impress your
So that's what
partner.
All the go-go boys are wearing.
All the go-go boys
so
and the regular
boys.
This could
be false advertising. It's like the push-up bra. It's like
it's absolutely
the equivalent of the push-up bra. It's a uh-huh. push-up dick for men.
Absolutely.
That's hilarious.
That
but okay, now everyone's going to go run out and buy it, but why not?
You gotta try it. It's so cheap. Like, why the fuck not?
Right,
it's,
exactly.
I mean, I personally think you're dumb if you refuse still, if it's sitting in front of you and you still refuse to try it. I
yeah.
think that you're just
because
not living
life. I always say you gotta expand your sex life. It should constantly be expanding and trying new things because sex is the most, it's why we're here on earth. It's the most amazing thing we can experience. You mm-hmm. might as well try something different, try a toy, watch porn, whatever. I mean, whatever it is that turns you on, I just feel like so many couples get into these, you know, as we know, ruts and they need to
yep.
do something different. Not that that would happen to you, but
hey, it happens to everyone.
I know, you're right. It's even happened to me. That's why I don't commit right now. But what about the best way have you heard to introduce, like there's so many, it's funny because I've been with men who are like, oh my God, you're so open with your toys. Okay, I mean, they're all over my apartment, they're all over my house and they're like, you're so open. I've never been with a woman who actually showed me toys or brought it out. I'm like, well, that's, you know, sometimes I'm just like, can you help me test this? But I think a lot of women have the toys, but they're embarrassed and they don't know how to like bridge
for
that
sure.
gap of like bringing, and I'm not saying you do the first date like I do, or the first time you have sex with someone, but yeah, what would you suggest people like to bring it out and to be like, hey?
Well, it's important to have the conversation beforehand.
Don't just whip it out.
And it's Yeah. I mean, I've made that mistake because, like, for me, it's the weather. Just like you.
Yeah.
You're just like, here's my cat. Here's my new couch. Here's my butt plug. And you're just like, wait, why are you upset and offended?
Right.
It's really fun foreplay, like titillating foreplay on like the second or third date while you're having drinks, especially to sort of like, so what are you into?
Right.
And then you just have that conversation. And
exactly.
Eventually you're going to start talking about, well, I kind of really like putting things in my ass. And,
right.
And just go from there, because obviously he's going to be, you know, drooling, watching
right,
you wait.
Butt plugs. Which butt plugs do you like? Any particular butt plugs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me.
I mean, Enjoy. You ask anyone in the industry,
oh,
everyone's
Enjoy.
Like, Enjoy is the one.
Enjoy is amazing.
Enjoy is the end all be all. The letter N, J-O-Y, Good Vibes, absolutely
has them. Oh, my God,
them.
It's my favorite.
The
but
guy
who
makes
the
them, Greg is just a wonderful human. Who literally is just like, I want something that looks and feels like this, so I'm going to make a bunch of them and make a company.
Right.
And they're solid stainless steel, very heavy butt plugs, which when you think about it, you're like, why the hell would I want that in my ass? But it's not something uncomfortable. It's heavy for a reason, so it hits against your prostate if you're a dude, or
right.
it hits against your vaginal wall. So when you're wearing it and then a dick goes inside your vagina, you are essentially making a G-spot sandwich, with your G-spot being the lunch meat, and you have the dick and
right.
the butt plug pressing up against each other. It is incredible for both partners.
Right.
And
absolutely.
They're not
a lot of
huge.
People don't experiment with them, but there are.
They
yeah.
don't, and I get it. I didn't like it for a
right.
while. I was with a partner for 4 years who didn't like butt sex, so right. I was like, that's cool, me neither.
Right.
And then when I was with a partner who was into it, I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's try it out.
Some people have really bad experiences, too.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Like the first time, someone shoves it in, not enough lube. Mm-hmm. So you got to go slow, but
it's
inevitable. Fun to play with it.
It's inevitable that it's going to be difficult and weird at first.
Okay.
And the kicker is to have a partner who is just as cool with things going wrong as you are. So you're going to see things you don't want to see. And that's the risk of having butt sex. And if you're
right.
not cool with that, go back to kindergarten.
Exactly.
And grow
or
up
just
a tad.
Find, exactly.
Or right. just don't have butt sex and just, you know, eat popcorn and watch porn by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Keep doing that, guys. Okay. So we just have a few more seconds. I have to tell you, I knew you're going to show me your toys in your car. I actually bought you a present in the car, too.
Ooh.
From my Emily and Tony line.
Ooh.
Which everyone's talking about. I have the most amazing massage candles. You've obviously used massage candles
mm-hmm.
before. And so I made these candles that are the most luxurious. They're, you know, coconut oil and soybean oil.
Mm.
And they just look like, you know, the regular candles. And we made them in France. The scents are amazing. Oh, my God, like vanilla and coconut and
fougere.
Oh, it's like sandalwood. And, you know, guys, women, you just put it out. You could use it as your centerpiece on your table. But then you let it burn for a couple minutes, and it turns into the most luxurious, warm oil that you can pour on your partner's body. It doesn't. It's not sticky. It's not taxi. It's not tacky, it's not wax. Everyone's like, oh, hot. No, it's not hot. You can't burn yourself. And give a massage. But I just use it, you know, as a moisturizer in the morning, because it's like, it's just like warm when it's like winter. Or
yeah,
this,
that sounds nice.
Yeah, so I have one for you.
Thank you.
And everyone should check them out. We have other products there too. EmilyandTony.com. Use coupon code Emily and you get like 15% off, I think, your first order.
Sweet.
Okay, and anything else? How can we find you, or do you want people to find you?
Sure.
Okay, where?
Well, I write online as Barbie Davenport.
Oh, right. She's been on my show. Go back and search for Barbie.
You should.
Okay, she's been on my show like twice before in San Francisco, Barbie mm-hmm. Davenport.
I've been on a bunch of shows.
She's got a...
Barbie yeah. Davenport with an E in the end. I think it's B Davenport for Twitter, Barbie Davenport for Instagram.
Her alter ego.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Ann Hodder, too, though I also exist. And Hodder Media is my company. Not super exciting, but you will see pictures of me and... Right.
See how hot. We're
going
to take some pictures now on the website. So go to sexlovely.com and check it out. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is just the tip.
So a lot of guys think that making sex better or better for her is basically the same thing as making sex better for him.
Right. And that's exactly where they're wrong. I'm glad you asked me that. It's not often that men don't achieve orgasm, right? So you really do want to make sure that she can get there too. Not that it's all about the orgasm, but you want to like unlock the secrets of her desire, which can sometimes seem impossible to guys. But there are some tricks of the trade that will get her aroused. So for a lot of women, they might not be ready and turned on because she's stressed. Stress is a huge, huge libido killer. So whether it's a massage, you can use a massage candle like one from my brand, EmilyandTony.com. They're amazing. You have to unlock the sexual tension that could be lingering in her body. So blindfolds, too, can also be erotic.
Blindfolds?
Because, yeah.
Like the little night mask?
Little night mask. Whatever it is. Use your necktie. I don't care. Blindfolding her increases her sensory awareness. Sight, smell, touch, vibrations, and the fact that she doesn't know what you're doing or where you're going next can also be a great turn-on and creates anticipation, which is a very crucial element to having hot sex. Finally, sharing fantasies. Don't tell her all your sick fantasies to start, but you could say, hey, babe, I have a fantasy about you coming over here dressed in a negligee. What's your fantasy? And she can say, I really want you to change my light bulb. Whatever it is.
Right. I really want you to clean the garage.
Yeah, I wish, honey, you'd clean the garage. But, you know, I think this is just a great way to having better sex with women is actually talking to them about it.
Excellent. Communication is the key.
Communication is a lubrication, Jordan.
Don't forget. See what you did there. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.